Go ahead.
Okay, good evening, the Town of Los Gatos Historic Preservation Committee meeting of June 28th, 2023 is now called to order. I am Barry Cheskin, Chair of the Committee, and will now do a roll call. Steve Raspy, Planning Commissioner.
Here.
Susan Burnett, Vice Chair.
Present.
And Barry Cheskin, I am present as well. We have Martha Queiroz and Lee Quintana are absent today. So if the staff wouldn't mind reading the guidelines on public participation.
Absolutely. The purpose of the meeting is to conduct the business of the town in an effective and efficient manner. For the benefit of the community, the Town of Los Gatos asks that you follow the town's meeting guidelines while attending town meetings and treat everyone with respect and dignity. This is done by following meeting guidelines set forth in state law and in the town code. The town does not tolerate disruptive conduct, which includes but is not limited to addressing the committee without first being recognized, interrupting speakers, committee members, or town staff, continuing to speak after the allotted time has expired, failing to relinquish the microphone when directed to do so, repetitiously addressing the same subject. Town policy does not allow speakers to cede their commenting time to another speaker. Disruption of the meeting may result in a violation of Penal Code Section 403.
Great, thank you. So I'm just going to read a few introductory comments here for those of you, some of you are veterans of the committee, some of you may not be, so I'll just explain a little bit about some of our guidelines and feel free to ask questions if you have them. So we'll start with verbal communications. That's members of the public are welcome to address the committee on any matter that is not listed on the agenda. And to make sure that all the agenda items are heard, unless we authorize additional time, this portion of the agenda is limited to 30 minutes and no more than 3 minutes per speaker. In the event additional speakers were not able to be heard during the initial verbal communications portion of the agenda, an additional verbal communication session will be opened prior to adjournment. Does anyone have any verbal communications for items not on the agenda? All right, thank you. So we'll now move to the consent calendar. These are items that are considered routine and are typically approved by a single motion, and unless there's separate discussion or any objection, we will act on all of them simultaneously. Any member of the committee or public can request to have an item removed from the consent calendar for comment. Today, the only item on our consent calendar is our minutes from May 24th, 2023. Any discussion or comments on the minutes?
I'll move to approve the consent calendar as presented.
And I second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Okay, I think that makes it unanimous. Okay, so we'll now move on to the public hearing section of our agenda, and applicants and their representatives are allotted up to 5 minutes maximum for opening statements, and members of the public are allotted up to 3 minutes to comment on any public hearing item. Applicants then are allotted up to a total of 3 minutes maximum for closing statements. Items requested or recommended for continuance are subject to the committee's consent at the meeting. So the first item on our agenda, public hearing, is 216 Alexander Avenue, and I think the planner is Sean, and maybe you can summarize for us.
Thank you. So the applicant is asking to be for the house to be removed from the inventory. They provided the research, and staff has provided a staff report that gives you some of the background on the permit history, and staff doesn't have anything to add to the staff report at this time, but we are happy to answer any questions.
Great. Does the committee have any questions of staff?
I have a quick one, Chair. Sean, could you explain a little bit the implication of the T111 siding and how that would connote a technical demo today?
Sure. So when we see T111 siding, we know that it's not a product that was available prior to 1941. So if we see it on a building, we know that that was added after 41. On this particular structure, the majority of the house is clad in T111, and specifically the front-facing elevations, which tells us that whatever original materials were on the original parts of the building that were there prior to 1941 have been either removed or covered, which under the town code constitutes a technical demolition.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks.
Great. Any other questions, Susan? Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Great. So is the applicant present? Great. Do you want to come up to the table? Welcome.
Hi, thank you. So I'm Suzanne Dix, and this is John Danner. We recently purchased 216 Alexander Avenue, and we've lived there for a little over a month. When we found out it was on the historic registry, we were actually quite surprised because from our view inside and outside, we see nothing that might resemble anything that was built before 1967, I guess. There were quite a few remodels done beginning 1967 and through the 70s and 80s as well. So based on our information, we haven't found anything that would show it as a historic property, no relevant historic owners of the property or other historic nature. So we are requesting that it be removed.
Great. Anybody have any questions of that?
If I can have just one. First of all, thank you guys.
You can have two, Steve, if you
want. No, I don't. It'll be a two-part one question. I noticed that the photographs you provided were of the exterior. Can you describe a little bit of the interior? I noticed you had it was a 1980 bathroom addition, but I don't have much more information about the interior than that.
Yeah, I don't know if this is appropriate to describe it this way, but are you familiar with the Brady Bunch? as soon as I walked in the house, it just felt like a Brady Bunch house to me. It kind of rambles. It has some hallways that are very long, and clearly where some of the addition was. The kitchen is kind of centrally located. It was probably done maybe in the 80s, I would guess. The elevation of the interior has a pitched ceiling in the front, and then it's a lower ceiling in the back. There's a stairway that goes up to three bedrooms and a bathroom. We've actually been looking for something that might appear to be original, mm-hmm. just to see what the flavor of the house might have been, and we can't find anything.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah.
Susan, any questions of the applicant?
No.
Okay. Is there any member of the public who wishes to speak on this matter? Okay, great. You can return to your seats if you like. Thank you so much. We're going to close the public hearing and have a committee discussion. And
my sense is that whatever this house was, it no longer is. We've got a laundry list of remodels, changes, additions, etc. The siding is completely done. I wouldn't even know exactly what architectural style the house is currently. But again, to the extent it was something pre-1941, that house doesn't exist anymore, so I would suggest approving the request to remove it from the inventory.
Susan?
Yes, I would go along with that, and living in the neighborhood for so many years, I remember that it was totally remodeled and redone. It looks nothing like it originally was, and so I could go move forward with that.
Okay, great. Well, I'll be happy to make the motion today.
Yeah,
so the motion is regarding the property to consider a request to remove a presumptive historic property from the historic resources inventory for property zoned R1-18, APN 510-15-028. And I guess we make the required findings. And
I'll second the motion.
Great. All in favor?
Yes.
Any objections? Okay, it passes.
The decision of the committee can be appealed to Planning Commission by any interested person as defined by Town Code Section 2910.020 within 10 days on forms available online with fees paid. Final deadline is 4 p.m. on the 10th day.
Okay, moving on to the second item in the public hearing, third item on our agenda, the property at 110 Johnson Avenue. Since you appeared, Ryan, I suspect you perhaps might be ready to summarize that for us.
Sure am. Thank you and good afternoon. Before you today is a request to remove a pre-1941 property from the Historic Resources Inventory. The property is zoned R18, located at 110 Johnson Avenue. There's a construction date of 1920, but it's not within a historic district or LHP overlay. It was included in the 1990 Ann Bloomfield survey. The survey did not provide a preliminary rating of the residents and gave an estimated age of 1925 and 1950s, so it's leading to some uncertainty about the construction date. The property is included in the Sanborn fire insurance maps beginning in 1891. There's several changes that occurred with the lot size, structure locations, configurations. However, following 1928, the residence location appears consistent with current Google Maps aerial views, meaning that from our perspective, it does appear that the house was constructed in around 1928. The applicant did provide some research, some historic research on the property, some additional information to add. The original residence had two bedrooms and one bath, and it appears that a third bedroom and second bathroom were added sometime around 1943 or 1944. And the owners and applicants feel that the findings can be made for removal. Town records are minimal and really didn't provide any evidence of much of anything. Definitely no evidence of any major exterior modifications. So should the committee find that the structure no longer has historic significance or architectural merit, the structure would be removed and any proposed alterations would not return to the committee. This concludes our presentation and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Ron. Any questions, Steve? Okay. Is the applicant here? Come on up. That place is right.
Come on down.
Or up, whichever.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
In person.
Yeah.
I'm Gail Baggerly Shank, and this is my husband, Steve Shank, and our family friend, J.J. Toggenlaw.
Nice to meet you.
We are asking that our house at 110 Johnson be removed from the historical list. Yes, it's a very, very old house, built a long time ago. However, it's not in its original configuration. We have found nothing remarkable about its architecture. It's just a plain box set way back from the street. You barely can see it. Again, it's just a nice old house, but nothing remarkable.
Great. Thank you. Any questions, Susan?
Steve? Just one quick one.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you for your, I enjoyed reading the history of all the residents of the home. That was, I thought,
yes,
fascinating.
Yeah, it's a one-owner house.
Yeah. I didn't see a discussion in your materials about the structural integrity of the home. Are people living in it now? What's the condition?
The structural integrity is questionable. In one of the pictures, you can see the back bedroom that was added on. You can see the patio that's below that. Mm-hmm. Is sinking into the canyon. If the house has been, that back end of the house has been jacked up. And it is of concern.
Okay. Is anybody living there now?
My brother, who passed away in March, his girlfriend is remaining in the house until Saturday. She will be leaving on Saturday.
Okay, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
I have a question for you. You said that the additions you thought were made in 1943. How, you said based on your memories, just how certain are those memories?
We're not totally certain. My two older sisters and I remember as really, really young children in cribs being back in that room. And my oldest sister was born in 1945, and then Carolyn 46, and I'm 47. So we know that back end was built when my dad and my mom moved in and started having children. So we have no record of when it was built.
Right.
So we're kind of just going by, well, we were little kids in beds in the back room.
Causing trouble, raising.
Well, you know, absolutely. How did you know?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. Susan, any questions?
No.
Okay, great. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on this? Okay, great. I think we'll close the public hearing. Invite you back to your back or down
so
or up to your seats, whichever that is. Thank you very much. thoughts, comments, Susan?
Yeah. Well, basically, I have two thoughts. I grew up on Loma Alta, so I remember this house very well, walking by it as a little girl as you walk down the pathway there. So, and it hasn't changed. Basically, it hasn't changed. So there's two areas I feel we really need to address, because I think under the determination of historic significance, I find, again, two areas. First of all, one of the owners, starting in 1927, was Hyland Baggerly. And he was pretty much of an interesting character. He owned newspapers. He was one of the first Los Gatos newspaper owners. There was quite a bit of not a scandal, but he was very controversial because he really stood up for, he was very, very political, actually. And so if you read the history of Los Gatos and George Brunch's book, there's two photos of him, and it outlines how important he was to the town. And actually, I think he was significant because that was his home. And then I believe his brother bought the newspaper after Highland had it. So I think if you look at some significance here, I think there is a history about the house. And he also had the Saratoga Star, and he had the entire West Valley draw for him for his expertise and editorial, and he was a publisher, and the paper grew in circulation because of him. So I think in that area, I think there is significance as far as a significant person that lived there. And second of all, if you really look at the home, it's very distinctive for a Mediterranean Revival home. It's built in the they were built in warm weather homes because of the coloring. And this house is that wonderful stucco coloring, and that was significant in California. That was one of the colors they used in these homes. And it's unmistakably an American treasure, I think. It has a low pitched roof with gables. I mean, all these things are, if you look at in all the architecture books, you can see a very, very many, a lot of the features that these homes are talked about. There's wrought iron balconies. There's arched window and arched door without framing to it. Let's see what else. Casement wood windows with mullions, and casement, and the doors are wood. So, and it seems to me, as much as I could see, and I tried to not trespass, that if you look at the stucco, I didn't see any stucco falling off of it. It seemed to me it was still had a lot of integrity left as far as a home. I think it's definitely worth keeping in the historic inventory as a wonderful example of an early California Mediterranean Revival home. And it has retained its beauty. I mean, it really looks exactly like it was when I was a little girl. And not that that's a great thing, but I mean, I'm just saying that it's definitely, I think, a treasure. And, you know, if someone wants to do things to it and make it larger or, change it, they're perfectly able to do that as well, as long as they keep the integrity and the feeling of the home that's there now. The fear is taking it out of the registry, then you might have someone come in and take the house away or something. So I am for maintaining it in our historic registry.
Okay, thanks, Susan.
And there are basically, secondly, there are so many homes that come before us that obviously have no benefit to retain them in our registry. And this one, for me, definitely does.
Okay, great, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, for me, I'm a little bit on the fence about this. I have some questions about when the major additions were built. That's why I asked you, and I think if they were all built before 1941, that would change my thinking. So we don't really know when they were built, and I understand that, but that makes me wonder whether it was substantially modified after 1941 or not. So that's kind of on my mind, but I'm not sure what to do with that. What do you?
Yeah, that was my question as I came in, the 1943-1944 addition, and how substantive that was to the building. I would like to have a more definitive answer on that. And I will agree and disagree with my fellow commissioner on. I think there are interesting parts, certain elements of it that are historic, and I think maybe architecturally interesting. Significance probably too strong a word, but which we may want to hold on to. I think having a single interesting person at the house probably isn't enough to convey or satisfy the element of significant persons associated with the site. I think maybe that's a stretch, but in my mind, I'm like you, Barry. This is a little bit of a wobble to me. It's not clear, and my default is, unless it's clear, I think our obligation is probably to retain the site on the inventory. That's my feeling.
Okay.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
I believe that addition was to the back of the house.
Yes. Yeah, two bedrooms and the date uncertain.
And I think you only need one significant person to live in the house with me.
Yeah. No, I think it's just one of the many elements we are to consider. So.
Okay. Anything further from either of you? All right. I think we're ready for a motion, and I defer to one of you.
Oh, okay. I will move to deny the request to remove a pre-1941 property from the Historic Resources Inventory located at 110 Johnson Avenue, having made the considerations and findings attached thereto.
Second that. Any further comments, discussions, questions from the group?
Staff, we're good.
Sorry, who seconded the motion?
I did there.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, let's vote. Steve?
Yes.
Yes.
And I vote yes as well.
Okay, thank you. So the decision of the committee can be appealed to Planning Commission by any interested person as defined by Town Code Section 2910.020 within 10 days on forms available online with fees paid. Final deadline is 4 p.m. on the 10th day. With this one, I would add, if there is additional information available, that we would suggest that come back to the HPC for reconsideration of this request.
Thank you so much. Okay, next item on our agenda, item number 4, and the agenda is 92 Fairview Plaza, and I think it's you again, Ryan.
Sure is. Good afternoon again. So this one's a request for exterior alterations to an existing multifamily building, multifamily residential building located in the Fairview Plaza Historic District. The property is zoned R18 LHP, so it does have the historic overlay. There's an existing historic single-family residence in the front, and that's really the meat of this historic property, which is why it was in a district. The applicant's proposing alterations to the rear building, which was added sometime following 1956 per town records of Sanborn maps. However, as the property is in the district, all structures, if they're proposing any exterior alterations, do need to be reviewed and approved by the HPC. The applicant's simply proposing to add two garage doors to the existing open garage area on the side of the building and two new patio doors to replace windows at the rear of the building. The modifications do not appear as if they would be visible from the street. So should the committee find merit in this request, we would forward that recommendation to the director and the project would continue with the building permit. Staff's happy to answer any questions.
Susan, Steve, any questions?
No, thanks.
Staff?
I do have a question. So I know this is in a historic district and the front home is historic, and this, of course, is not. I mean, but it's treated as a historic structure. Although, you know, it is so... so vastly different. So when we're looking at things like garage doors and doors, it's more tempting to think about having something that goes with that structure rather than the historic structure.
And ultimately, I will let Sean take this one. he's got a better answer than I do.
This is a pretty unique circumstance,
yeah.
Being in a district and then having the two structures on there, and obviously the front structure is the more historic one, as you said. I would refer to the guidelines, and the guidelines talk about if you have a structure that's in a district that's not a contributor, as you make improvements to it, you should be making improvements towards becoming that contributing status.
Yeah.
So many of our neighborhoods, including some of our districts, have some eclectic nature to them. This property is got two different structures on it. My feeling would be to look at this structure and look at the pending improvements and see if they are appropriate for that structure. And if I think you'd want to stay away from wild departures from what you would see in the district. That helps.
So it's a balance between the two.
A balance.
It's a balance between the two.
Okay.
Any other questions for staff? Okay. Is the applicant present? Nobody?
Never met the applicant in person, so I cannot confirm or deny.
Okay. All right. Then we'll do. Is there any member? I guess.
No.
Invite member of the public to speak.
If
any member of the public wish to speak on this matter? Okay, then the public hearing is closed and committee discussion.
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
This is a hard one because the door they want to have doesn't go with the historic structure, and it actually doesn't go with the other structure. So I would want to change the way that door looks, the garage door, because I really think it. So.
Both doors, Susan, or just
what's the
both
solution?
Doors? The garage and the entry?
Well, more the garage. It has a feeling for it that it goes with neither, but I think you could modify it to make it work better with this structure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So how do we
in the first instance they request approval to add replace a door and add garage doors, and I think that's both fine.
Yeah.
I think I agree with Susan stylistically. I think they have made the incorrect choices for either the new structure or the old structure. The single pane glass door I think is too modern for what they're discussing. And the carriage style also doesn't work for either the more modern structure or, I guess, this colonial revival home that's in the front. So my hope would be that we could give approval for them to insert new doors,
mm-hmm.
but perhaps work with staff to find something more stylistically approvable so that they don't have to wait for another HPC meeting, if that's possible. If not, I would be happy to have them revisit with modified design choices.
I guess that's a good question, but just to add something, I think the question is, you know, without putting an undue burden on the applicant, is there anything they can do to that structure to, you know, make it slightly more consistent with the neighborhood within reason, right? I think that not putting an undue burden on the applicant. Maybe it is the door choices, maybe it's some other cosmetic change to it that's reasonable and straightforward and not too burdensome or costly. So I don't know where that leaves us.
While also weighing which of these additions or modifications will actually be visible when you're on the street viewing the historic district.
Understood.
I agree, but in historic districts you look at 380 degrees,
true.
You don't look at...
Correct. This is
and this is a historic district, which gives it a little more...
I'm fine to think of the idea if staff wants to take that responsibility. Fine, but I'm not sure that that's reasonable.
Yeah, what I would say is, with this direction, we can bring it back to the applicant, who unfortunately wasn't able to join us today, and then most likely we would bring it back to you for review, but we can take that guidance back, and if it's, as with any of these, when a building permit comes in, if there are some modifications that staff feels we can make the determination on, then we do. And if not, then we'll bring it back to you at the next possible opportunity.
Are we continuing this item then?
I think you would.
Or reject it.
From what I've heard, the motion might be to deny the request for the proposed door and carriage style garage door based on the style currently proposed, but to, given the comments shared at the meeting so far, give that direction. Have staff pass on to the applicant to propose an alternative. That replacement is acceptable, just not that, those particular styles.
That's the motion.
Okay. Motion by staff.
That was well said.
I just want to ask the staff, have we made it clear on sort of what direction we're feeling more comfortable with?
What I gathered, and please add to this if there's something I missed or something you want to add. So basically, the single pane glass door isn't really acceptable for this type of style.
Too modern.
Too contemporary.
And then the carriage style garage door similarly also doesn't match either the back building style or the front building style.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's making the motion?
I'll make that motion.
Sure, Steve.
It sounded like a good one. I'll take credit.
Yeah. Go for it.
I just did.
Okay. Said. Any second?
I second it.
Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes for me.
Okay. The decision of the committee can be appealed to Planning Commission by any interested person as defined by Town Code Section 2910.020 within 10 days on forms available online with fees paid. Final deadline is 4 p.m. on the 10th day.
Great. Next item on our agenda is 14331 Capri Drive. And Ryan, you're a popular guy today. You're probably a popular guy every day. I'm not saying you're not. Today for sure.
All right, third one. Good afternoon, committee. Before you is a request for removal of a pre-1941 property. This property is actually zoned office, which is kind of uncommon. We usually get a lot of residentially zoned properties located at 14331 Capri Drive. Property has a construction date of 1940, but it's not listed within any of our documents, i.e. it's not in the historic district, LHB overlay, not listed in the Ambleville survey, not shown in the Sanborn fire insurance maps. Per the applicant's very extensive research, the house and garage were constructed in around 1920. By 1950, evidence of an apartment above the garage was found, and the property appears to have been annexed into the town in around 1956. Town records are pretty minimal due to that annexation date, but we do show that they legalized two ADUs out on the property. So, should the committee find that the structure no longer has historic significance or architectural merit, the structure would be removed from the inventory and any proposed alterations would not return to the committee. This includes staff's presentation.
Any questions, Ryan? Okay. Is the applicant present? Come on up. Welcome. Yeah, nice to meet you too. You're on.
Yeah. We'd like to request to remove the structure. The main house and the garage with a dwelling unit above it is original from what we saw on the research. We were working with Bonnie Montgomery. We worked with her on a couple of projects in Las Gatas. She's our historical consultant. She's familiar with the Las Gatas Library, so she put this report together all the way back to the original day it was built to what happened during the course of time. It was not a good history of what happened at the house with the tenants or the owner. It was a blind couple. The husband got hit by a car, then I believe the daughter drowned in the pool at 2 years old, so they filled it back up. The dwelling unit above the garage looks original because the stucco pattern matched. We walked the house, we checked the windows, looked at the details. The windows are replaced vinyl. The wood trim around is rotting. We didn't see any historical significance to it, and we had Bonnie do a report on it. So we tried to do our due diligence, and then we told the owner that we believed that it'd be better to get this off the historical list, work with Ryan on what we can do with the property, and go from there.
If you could state your name.
Gordon Wong, architect.
Great.
Mm-hmm. This is Stephen Ramirez, works at my firm.
Hey, Stephen, very good.
Yeah. Our firm is GKW Stevens. Architects, INC.
Great. Any questions for the applicant?
So are you saying the windows, all the windows are final?
I believe so, yeah. Replaced, yeah, replaced.
Do you know when that happened?
It doesn't say. They look pretty recent, in my opinion. Yeah. Yeah, and the photos are, will show it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Susan, for the applicant.
Oh, no.
Okay, Steve.
Could you the units above the garage?
Yes.
You think those were original to the structure?
They are original to the structure.
Okay.
The stucco texture matches. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And again, we're calling that a construction date of 1940?
It was 19...
By the assessors?
Yeah, 1940. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you so
no
much.
No problem. Mm-hmm. No problem.
Reading the history, it was quite a...
Oh,
quite
it's a, such a tearjerker.
What a drama. Yeah. Yeah.
Sad. Upsetting.
Yeah, the especially the sure. pool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All in all. Yeah.
Anytime I see footnotes, I always appreciate it. So.
Yeah. At first, I was like, "Why would you film this pool?" It's like in the person that I was like, "Okay, it makes a lot of sense."
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak on this matter? Okay. We close the public hearing. You can return
Thank
to
you so
seats.
Much.
Thanks so much.
Thank
you.
Appreciate it.
You.
I can go ahead and start. To me, this one, this is dissimilar to the property we had on Johnson in that it's an older building, but to me, it certainly doesn't convey anything about Los Gatos. It wasn't part of Los Gatos until it was annexed much later in time. And it's not any particular architectural style that I consider significant or worth retaining, and the only reason, as far as I can tell, it's on here is because it was built 1 year before our cutoff date of 1941. If this was built in 1945, it wouldn't be a discussion. So, in my view, for all the reasons that we are required to examine, that is the association with events significant to town, persons significant to town, architectural styles, etc., I would say that this is a candidate for removal from the inventory.
Susan.
And I would tend to agree with that. I don't feel there's any historical significance of the 5 points that we usually look at. And so I would agree with Commissioner Rusty.
I don't think this is a controversial one. I agree. I will be happy to make the motion to remove the pre-1941 property from the Historic Resources Inventory for Property Zoned O, APN 406-32-004, and that includes the required findings. Any discussion? Any further comments or discussion? Okay, vote.
Second.
Oh, I'll second.
Can't second my own motion.
You really want to make that?
No.
Steve. Yes.
And yes, it's yes.
All right. The decision of the committee can be appealed to Planning Commission by any interested person as defined by Town Code Section 2910.020 within 10 days. On forms available online with fees paid, final deadline is 4 p.m. on the 10th day.
Great. We're moving on to other business, and item number 6, the property at 112 Wilder Avenue. And Jocelyn, I think you are the planner.
I am. Good evening. I think it's evening by now. The applicant is requesting preliminary review for construction of an addition to an existing single-family residence. It's located in the Almond Grove Historic District, although the structure itself is not historic. This completes my presentation, but I'm afraid there are questions you may have.
Yeah, I think one of the questions here was that they're looking to exceed their FAR, right? Do you have some sense, or do we have any data on what the other properties in the neighborhood are doing in that respect?
Yeah, so the committee actually, within the past few months, reviewed a home next door, two doors down at 114 Wilder, which also was requesting to exceed their floor area ratio. That was ultimately approved by the Planning Commission. When they considered a greater neighborhood view of floor area ratios, there's quite a few homes out there, older homes that are already exceeding their floor area. So In this specific context, if you were looking at the immediate neighborhood, the 225, this would be the largest structure in that immediate neighborhood with this addition.
Okay, great. Questions?
Yeah, I have a question for staff. So it was a little, I had to go over it a couple times because I thought, well, they're moving the doors to the side, and why are they moving the doors all around? But then I realized what they're really wanting to do is enclose the lanai.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to make sure that that's what we're...
That's exactly what they're proposing to do. So it's an existing lanai. It's covered, and it's mm-hmm. enclosed on three sides. They have those existing folding doors they included a picture of, and
right.
they would just be scooting those doors out
right.
to now enclose it on the end.
Okay. Thank you.
Steve, any questions?
No, Jason? Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Is the applicant present? I think he is.
Yes. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Jay.
It's okay. I have Andrea here on the phone, speaker phone.
Sure.
Looks good, Andrea. Say hello. You with me?
Hello, yes, I can. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, okay. Hi there.
Okay. Yeah, so we're proposing to...
Don't mind you, I'm going to stand and...
Okay. So the house exists. It's a two-story house. And these doors right now here, they exist right here. And this is a two-story element. This is a one-story element. From the street, this is a street view, standing here, taking a photo, looking through here. And you can see that that area right there is where those doors will be. So we're really not adding any visible mass to the building from the street, and minimal even this way because the roof's already there, right? I think there were some photos in here that show, yeah. So these doors, I didn't design the house, but I did help remodel it. And these are the doors, like these doors exist right now. Right here, and they're folding doors. I thought there were two photos, and they're wood doors, and they're painted. These are the doors in question, and what happens is this one opens this way, and then the whole thing swings open.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're not a bifolding door; they're a folding door.
Okay.
Okay. And they're very high quality doors. You know, they're 2.25 inches thick, maybe even 2.75 inches thick.
Wood construction, you said?
And they're wood. The doors are wood, and they're painted wood.
Right.
Yeah. And so we just simply want to take them, move them out here, then we would go through the ANS process for the extra square footage right there. That would become condition space.
You're asking for, do we have any public comment? We have no public comment for this.
We can ask if...
Does anybody have any public comment? Anybody, you have questions for Jay? I think this is pretty, to me, this is very straightforward.
So did you say, Jay, what you're going to replace the, where you're taking the doors from?
No. We're simply going to take these doors and move them out, and then this is going to be open.
As oh, okay. Well, for some reason, I thought you said you were doing something on the side.
No. I was just showing you that
oh, okay.
the door, these doors are consistent with the doors
that
we did around the,
okay.
in our remodel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
as long as the FAR considerations relative to the neighborhood are addressed, I don't see it.
Yeah, no, stylistically, I think it's
fine.
Yeah.
It's a great spot, obviously. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so then I guess we come back, right? Because after the ANS
yeah,
process.
Yeah, once you apply for your ANS, then you'll come back for a formal public hearing for
okay.
the recommendation.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Jake.
We'll be here.
I hope
we'll be here waiting for you.
Yeah, depending on these guys, yeah.
I said we'll be here waiting for you. I said when we'll be here waiting for you. We'll be here waiting for you. Don't worry.
Thank you. Yeah. There you go. Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Everybody says bye, Andrea.
Bye.
Bye, Andrea.
Bye.
Okay.
All right.
She's
in.
Oh, what time is it there?
Yeah. What time
tomorrow.
Is it there, Andrea?
About 2:30 a.m.
Okay, we'll let you get back
right.
to sleep. Okay.
Thank
bye.
You.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, we're moving on.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care. Moving on to item number 7 for the property of 385 Bella Vista Avenue. And Maria, you're
thank
on.
You. Yes, thank you. The item before you today is a request for preliminary review for exterior alterations to an existing residence constructed prior to 1941. The applicant proposes changes to the front facade, including an arched door, an arched canopy above the entry door, replacement of all existing windows facing the street, replacement of some windows on the west and north elevations, additions of new shutters, new wood decking to match the low wood fence, and a new brick pavers on the front elevation facing the street. Building permit approvals from 1995 resulted in interior and exterior changes to the residence. The most significant changes are reflecting in the approved plans found in attachment 2, which include the construction of a new deck, a 13 and a half square foot addition at the main level, replacement of windows, and the relocation of an entry door on the east elevation, replacement of windows and doors on all other elevations except for the bay turret windows on the north elevation, and a re-roof. Should the committee find merit in this request, a recommendation will be forwarded to the community development director, and the project would be completed with a building permit. This concludes staff's presentation. I'm available for questions.
Great. Susan, Steve, questions?
Thank you.
The replacements of the window, are they wood window replacements? What kind of replacement?
Attachment number.
I thought it didn't say that, but I just wanted to.
The applicant has proposed to replace windows with a projecting stucco frame, and that is to create a depth to the wall. In terms of the actual material type, I think I would like to defer this question to the applicant.
Mm-hmm. Sure, great. Okay. Any other questions from lawyer? Okay. Is the applicant present? I guess that might be you. Come on up.
Save the best.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have a lot of general spectators. Great. Well, welcome, and you're on.
Hi, I'm Sherman. I'm the designer of the project, and they're the owners of the property. So what we are proposing is do a replacement to the window and propose a new door to the main entrance. Right now, there is two doors to the house. One is facing the street. One is on the side. The side door is actually an arch door, and then it makes people confused when they approach the house. They thought that the side door is actually the main entrance. We want to bring that back to the main street, so we propose to replace the door and bring the arch door, the style, back to the original house, which was changed in the 1995 remodel and additions. So what we're proposing is the arch door mainly, and then we also have an arch canopy about the main entrance. And then for the change of the window, we change a smaller window to an arch type window instead of keeping the rectangular double hang window that will be viewed from the street. We also add a shutter to the side window, so we bring all the original Spanish style back to the house. And we also propose a deck in front of the main entrance with stucco and stone cap, which will also bring the entrance focus back to the street view.
Great. Thank you.
I have a question about mm-hmm. this additional arch you want to put above the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any, where did you come up with that idea?
Do we have a picture?
Because when we were working on the historic research, we actually find a very tiny picture on the on a record. It's showing that there is an arch at the very original house, before the 1995 remodel. Uh-huh. So that's why we want to bring that back, because that's the original entrance for the house that we have a arch above. So we want to bring that back and then make that as our main entrance for the house.
And then the windows, or what are you going to, what are their frames going to be?
It will be either vinyl or aluminum, metal frame, but we haven't really...
We were actually thinking fiberglass in a dark color for the strength.
Okay. Yeah, windows are of special importance, of course. So, yeah, this arch. Okay, so you were going to maintain the other arches that are on the design here, the small little, these?
There's another two smaller arch window by the entrance right now. Mm-hmm. We are keeping that to have all the arches windows that's existing.
Did you bring any real photos? Because I didn't. There aren't any real photos of your house.
Oh.
Sum up. You mean what it looks like today, or?
Yeah. Just more sort of a better feel for it.
Sure.
I went by it and looked at it. I just wear it. Just a little bit more. Definition. Are there shutters on there now? I mean,
No.
They were taken off in 95.
But there's some, they existed at one point? Yeah, shutters.
Yes.
Okay.
So our oldest picture that we could find in the house did have shutters on the
way. Okay. And what are you proposing to use for materials for your shutters now?
We hadn't picked that yet. Okay.
This is the house looks like right now.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you on stilts? You're on stilts on the back, yeah? Or is it projector?
The deck has stilts.
Okay, yeah.
No, but the foundation goes.
Yeah, you can't
all
tell
right
from
now
the street, so I was just
right
saying.
Right.
Yeah.
So, can you say more about the deck you plan to build in the front?
Did
I hear you right?
Yes, so we are actually, because right now it's a wood deck on a concrete foundation, we are proposing to remove the wood railing, and then we replace the railing and the sidewall to become a stucco and have a stone cap on the top.
Okay. And will the stucco match the house?
Yes.
In finish?
Yes.
In color?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. So we're just doing preliminary review today.
That's right, yeah.
Should we just, I'll go ahead and throw out some.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the rendering at A32, which I think is your proposed, at least front facade. And so I think I like the idea of the arched door, and to the extent that it was original arched covering, I think that's fine. Looking at the rendering, this looks like kind of an extreme arched covering. I was wondering if there's a way to, it may just be the rendering, but it looks very narrow in its scope. I would almost encourage you to see if you can make that a little bigger opening to frame the door. I think I like the ideas of the rounding the square windows in the front. And I think the wood shutters also will add quite a bit. I think what my commissioner will state, and I'm going to agree with her, is we would encourage you to try to find as close to original materials as you can. And I think in this instance, it's going to be wood shutters and wood windows. And if you can't find wood windows, something that appears to be wood. But in the first instance, I think our predilection would probably be to try to find as original materials as you can. And then the idea of the stucco on the deck, I think, again, it's not visible from the street, so it doesn't concern me quite as much, but it sounds like a good idea. I think it'll work. It'll be fine. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah. I just have a few thoughts here, too. And nothing, what you're proposing seems generally reasonable. You're asking for preliminary feedback. I think comments on the windows are well put, and materials, and you can work with staff to try to make sure that you try to come back with a package that we can approve. I think, and you know, I don't want to ask you to do something you wouldn't ordinarily do, but rendering this, it's hard to picture, it's hard for me a little bit to picture what your, you know, your vision as it comes through, and I know we can really ask you to do that, if make or require you to do that, but it might help if you rendered this in a way that we could get a better.
You want like a 3D view?
Yeah, just a sense of what this, okay, sense of what it would look like, so we can see how it all hangs together. I can understand the drawing, but it doesn't. You've got some. You put a lot of thought into how to return it to its.
I think
we have. Yeah. Wait. Do you have Jimmy's?
Yeah, we can show you that.
Yeah.
You have to
come back anyway, so it's fine. I don't think it's the, you know, be all end all, okay, but I think it would help for you to communicate to us exactly, okay, what your vision is and what you want it to look like. It's just a thought.
Through the chair, I would add that sometimes with these preliminary reviews, that would be accomplished through a building permit. If there's enough guidance provided by the committee and staff feels that they incorporate that guidance into their plan, we don't necessarily need to come back. But that is, you can also make a direction as part of your motion that you want to see this again. Sometimes we found that preliminary reviews that were supported, like the last one, didn't warrant coming back. Although the last one has to come back because it's going through a planning process, but this is just a building permit. So just something to keep in mind when you make your, we're not going to be making a motion, but you can provide that guidance to staff.
I kind of think I'd like to see this again.
But I wouldn't mind, yeah, maybe, yeah, again, yes, with some depth and maybe a better exploration of materials. Yeah.
And some photos of the present home.
Just help bring it to life for us. Just, I think, yeah, it's reasonable. Yeah. I think it's reasonable.
I think you guys are going in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly.
Just want to make sure that all the nits and nats are together.
Compliment.
Just want to show some of the.
Oh, yeah, good.
Rendering that we do. This is a very conceptual rendering that we do at the very beginning. So this will be a closer look to the house. This is
maybe bring those
ones. Yeah, if you can bring them.
What's your current roofing material? And are you gonna
composite?
Right now is composite.
Composite.
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't historically, right? It was something.
No.
Yeah. It was maybe even a red tile or something out there. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
maybe staff, we can have this one come back.
Yeah. Great work.
Do you have any questions for us? Those were.
Well, so the arch over the door, you were saying you'd like to see it wider. Are you saying you want less radius? Or
so here's my, and I just actually, do you have the rendering still?
Yeah, show the window.
Yeah, because it actually helps a little bit more.
It seems it's a little out of proportion somehow.
Yeah, so. Maybe it's too tall.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, like, it feels narrow and tight as opposed to either shorten the mm-hmm. height of it or give it a little bit of width, I think. But thematically, it feels a little bit off. But I understand the notion of an arch and bringing it back in, and I like that idea, especially on this home.
I think it's meant, because it's not a partial arch on the door, it's a full arch, so it's meant to match that.
Yeah, and so I don't know if there's anything we can.
And you don't have this door arch, though.
Because this is
the preliminary.
The very beginning
work. I'm just wondering if you really need it. I mean,
well, the original door was arched, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So if we're going to do it.
I mean, we're talking about this arch above the door. I see an arch door, but this additional part.
Arch above the door.
It used to be an inset door with an arch over.
I see what you
So you like go into the arch and then there's.
I see. Yeah.
We wanted to keep it covered in case it's raining.
No,
that's fine.
Yeah, you can't appreciate it from this drawing.
I think, and that helped a little bit more. So hopefully, with that guy.
Okay. Again, I think you guys are on the right track.
Yeah.
Beautiful house out of it.
Thank you.
Thanks. We are trying. Yeah, just trying to make it look a little better.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
it doesn't really look that good right now.
We never look at the house. We're always looking out.
I would be on the deck. Probably all your summers are spent out back there.
It does get a little hot, but other
than that, it's the fall.
It's okay. Arch awning or something. No, thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that concludes our business. The meeting is adjourned.